Okay, so today I wanted to look at the sense of coming home to ourselves. I mean, you probably know this quote, T.S. Eliot. We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. And one of the things that I'm really conscious of when we go walking or exploring is that we need to know where we are on the map before we can go anywhere. So if we can just close our eyes, find a comfortable position, and have the intention of coming home to ourselves and finding where we are on the map. So we need to sort of come in before we can go out. And firstly, we're just going to connect to our breath. And connect to the breath with the intention of really being at home in ourselves, really paying attention. So seeing if you can take three deep breaths, not using the shoulders, but letting the breath come into the back of the ribs. Third breath. And then connecting ourselves to the floor, feeling your feet on the floor. And again, having this intention of really connecting to yourself, really noticing without judgment. So feeling that sense of the big toe, of the ball of the foot under the big toe, of the side of the foot near the little toe, and the heel. If you can get a sense of whether you're allowing the foot to melt into the floor or whether you feel that you pull away. And then for a second, coming back to the breath. Just checking that in paying attention to something, you haven't lost a sense of deep, open breathing. And again, coming back to the intention to meet yourself, to connect. And in this carrying on, returning, I'm being really aware that it is no simple matter to actually truly meet yourself. Most people spend an awful lot of time numbing, running away, doing all sorts of things, anything other than quietly being present with themselves. And if that is an issue for you, just see if you can allow it to be. So you hold the tension of the struggle and you allow the reality that there is a struggle at the same time and as well as allowing the intention to meet and stay. So this is the opposite of pretending or denying and also the opposite of forcing. Just noticing the breath of the feet and then bringing your awareness to your sitting bones on the chair. First of all, allowing yourself to feel what balance that creates through the back. And allowing yourself to move if you feel that you're not quite in balance. Or even if you just want to experiment with what happens to your balance when you move your weight. And in having those sitting bones on the chair, just allow yourself to pay attention to the groin, to the inner thigh, to notice what you're doing with that, if anything. And if you feel that there's a pulling in there, think about directing outwards towards your knees with your intention. And then paying attention to your shoulders and your neck. Thinking of keeping the back long, the spine lengthening, but the shoulders releasing. Feeling the weight of the arms and the hands in your lap. And then bringing your attention to your jaw. Space behind your eyes. And the space between your ears. And then return to your breath. And allow your attention just to wander, perhaps. Allow it to settle where you know that you need some reminding. Part of this process is also about allowing yourself to notice the sounds outside of people coming and going and of the birdsong, and to be able to notice that and then return to yourself without being unduly shaken. Just for a couple of minutes, allowing yourself to contemplate either just with soft thought and image or with questions and words what it means to truly meet yourself, to dare to be present with whatever it is that is going on in your life. Even if it's not something that you would wish for. To take this presence into this day and this week, and what it might mean for work and relationships, mostly for that time when you're by yourself, when we tend to run away.